USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says he will not testify in his civil case today. Trump posted his comments on Truth Social, saying he's already testified at an earlier date. In other earlier statements, Trump said the judge ruling in the case had already made up his mind of guilt well before the court case started against him in Manhattan. Presidential candidate Nikki Haley made a campaign stop in Waukee, Iowa yesterday. Waukee is a suburb of western Des Moines.
We have to raise strong girls. Strong girls become strong women. Strong women become strong leaders. None of that happens if you have biological boys playing in women's sports. We've got to cut that out.
Talk show host Alex Jones is back on social media platform X. Jones had his account restored by Elon Musk, who posted a poll Saturday night asking if Jones should be allowed back on. Roughly 70% of the vote said he should, with Musk Xing Sunday that the people have spoken. Department store Macy's Incorporated has a $5.8 billion buyout offer from Ark House Management and Brigade Capital Management. The investors offered $21 a share for the deal. Macy's stock closed at just over $17 on Friday after dropping 16% this year. Former Congresswoman Liz Cheney has released a book and continues to go after presidential candidate Donald Trump. On ABC News, the Wyoming Republican said that if the 2024 election comes down to Trump or Biden, her options would be voting for Biden. A Japanese animated film that's dubbed in English is number one at the box office. The Boy and the Heron took in an estimated $12.8 million to beat out the Hunger Games prequel. Renaissance, a film by Beyonce, last week's number one, dropped to number six this week. USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Louisiana State University quarterback Jaden Daniels is the 2023 Heisman Trophy winner.
On Saturday, Daniels was named this year's recipient of the award given to the player who has been voted best player in college football. Daniels passed for 40 touchdowns and rushed for 10 more as he rang up nearly 5,000 total yards during his senior year season. This year's Heisman ceremony was held Saturday night at Lincoln Center in New York City. I'm Skip Kelly.
Rolling Stone magazine is reporting 18 companies have cut ties with a company owned by hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs following multiple sexual assault allegations in recent weeks. The boycotted company is Empower Global. Deadly tornadoes on Saturday. Laura Winters reports.
I'm heartbroken to report that we know of at least three lives lost.
You're listening to the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, Freddie O'Connell, with his message to residents after deadly tornadoes hit.
Based on the damage, I'm declaring a state of emergency for Nashville and Davidson County. In addition to known fatalities and injuries, first responders are still working across the county to get to some hard-to-reach areas. We've partially activated our emergency operations center, and I've been in touch with state and federal partners.
At least three other people have been killed across the state, homes and businesses destroyed, the wind so powerful, trucks and cars tossed, power lines down, electricity out, damage in the towns of Madison, Hendersonville, Rutherford, Clarksville, and the city of Nashville.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.